on the property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you use it as a vacation home?
I use it myself, and I use it for rental.
And family. Right. But you use it yourself, you have family, whatever, and then you also use it for rental.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this is the only vacation home. It's not your residence. It's just a vacation home.
Right.
Okay. And we are going to make, we've been putting this decision off so we can hear from everyone, but we are going to be making a decision today on this. And so that you understand the dip, and I'm saying this for other people that are here, most of the case law that's been presented to us has to do with a ordinance or a restrictive covenants in an owner's association where somebody wants to do nightly rental and they ask the court to stop them from doing nightly rental. And then what the court does is determine whether or not those covenants or ordinances would prohibit it. And in most of those cases, they say, well, it's not within these covenants or ordinances, it's not commercial, so therefore we're going to allow it to be residential. The difference is you're talking about planning and zoning. There, you're not talking about taxation. Something can be taxed even in a residential district, so it's those cases don't really apply to this situation. At least we don't think so. I mean, maybe somebody's going to tell us different at some point. But I mean, if you use one of the only tax decisions in the state, which is the Shipman one, the Missouri Supreme Court, it doesn't help nightly rental. Okay, but we also don't know that Shipman applies in this situation, especially when we're talking about somebody that also uses one as a vacation home, such as yourself. So we're going to make a decision today. We've heard so many things, and we aren't. We want people to invest in Taney County. We want people to stay here, come here, to do all of those things, and we don't want to stifle anything, but we also have to treat everybody fairly across the board in the accommodations market. So we're trying to come to a conclusion on that, and we are going to do that later today.
Okay. Well, and that's if I could share
just
a thought, because we deal with people buying other counties. And I live here. I plan on staying here. I've pastored here. So I want people. I like to help people find their own piece of the Ozarks and come in.
Sure.
What I find happening now at times, even whether it's investors, a lot of people that are – moving from crazy areas, trying to get into a nice area, but they can't afford to move here yet, so they may be buying a rental property, and they're like, can I try and rent something out so I get a chance to live there myself? Mm-hmm. So they're comparing us. Now we've got Stone County, Berry County, places that are becoming less cumbersome, for like a better way to put it, for our investors to be able to look. I don't want to drive people away from Taney County because I love it here. We've been here.
And there's a lot
of those values that are going on that people are looking at as well. And
the ones that this nightly rental decision are the ones that have a business of nightly rental. In other words, they have multiple houses. Those are the people that are getting affected the most by a decision in this case. This doesn't, of course, apply if you can own 27 houses, and if you have long-term leases, 30 days or more, it doesn't affect any of those. I mean, you can have 27 vacation homes. As long as you never put them in a rental program, it doesn't affect you. So all of those types of things, probably I would say from what we've heard and seen, I'm going to guess that probably 75% of the people are like yourself. You have one home, you use it occasionally to vacation in, and sometimes you rent it out.
Sure.
I mean, it seems like to me. We're getting more and more people that own about 12.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've had more in the past.
Yeah.
A lot of them, we'd fix them up and rent them out just to and help drive the economy
and sell more
of them. But we've got one now. My daughter lives like four villas up from ours.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in hers. We let people rent in ours, but I don't get any different provision for mine just because if it's going to be zoned commercial for taxation than what hers is.
And the only time it would go, I mean, right now, what the collector has done is what she feels is appropriate for a nightly rental because of the comparison to other accommodations such as hotels, motels. That's the basis, okay? So, like I said, we've heard a lot of stuff, and we really do appreciate you and you being in Taney County, and I don't want you to think that, for some reason we're just here to tax because we're just here to be a mediator as a citizen board.
Sure.
Because, of course, we don't have other jobs.
Well, and,
<You know?
laughs> and this is, I mean, realize you can't help it. You may not know what's happened. What comes on top of is I get a valuation change. I've just owned the property since last year. I get a valuation change. there was a SID tax that's out there, so I'm already paying now more for that area than I would in the same place somewhere else. That should have gone away, but I guess last year or sometime it got voted to extend it even longer, so I didn't have a say so. So that tax gets done longer. Now if I get a higher tax on commercial, now I've got a piece of property that's the same as somebody's villa they're living in up the street.
Sure.
That's getting paying nearly twice the taxes. So, and I realize you don't, there may be any control of SID taxes over here, but that's just kind of the state I find myself stuck in.
So I sympathize with you. I've lived here most of my life. I graduated from Branson. I've been in my house for 30 years. I'm concerned with our local people being able to age in place. And as you said, housing market has exploded. I'm also a real estate broker. And so the last thing I want to do is to bring us up to what someone from New York paid for a house that it seems cheap to them, but to us, it's that money's dear. That's everything we've got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we're walking a fine line on this. Again, we're at 65% of what the state requires us to be for fair market value. I don't want to do any more changes. I think we did enough. But I'm trying to equalize out so everybody, it's fairly distributed.
Okay.
That's where I'm trying to be.
And I'm allowing some of this dialogue just simply because I want the we're on here, and I want the public to understand what we're dealing with.
Yeah,
so, but you understand, and I appreciate your input, and we're going to make, like I said, a decision later today.
Appreciate it, yeah. It'd be different if I had somebody pay me to stay here 365 nights a year, but that doesn't.
I get it. We get it.
And there's not a lot of difference when I provide them for one night, one to four nights, is what somebody stays in one for 30-some nights. But I appreciate your time.
All right, we'll
make a decision before noon.
I think that we want to, because we, whatever we do, we want the, there's some deadlines that people have to meet, so there's going to be some work that's going to have to be done by everybody, potentially. Yep.
God bless you guys.
Thank you. Take care. We'll table yours until that decision, and then, okay? All right, we're going to go back to BOE 356, Kevin and Amanda Decker. To my understanding, you guys have talked and made part of your land ag. Is that right? And they've given you a value. Is that reasonable? You know what that is?
Yes,
here?
I got a copy.
Okay, 457,760.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I make a motion that we reduce BOE 356 to 457,760.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you for coming in, Mr. Decker.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I make a public service announcement since we're on the public? If someone would like their land looked at for agriculture, that type of thing, please contact our office, but you're going to have to let us come out and look at the land.
You right.
can't lock the gate and tell us, well, we think it's this. We've actually physically got to go.
Okay.
So,
good point.
But we're happy to reevaluate.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker.
Thank you.
Okay. Just a second. I know there's some other people here. I wrote them down here in person.
We have
57. Okay. Which one is up?
Aaron, who are you representing?
Yellow River.
What's the entity it's under?
I'm trying.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so it's
page what?
20, it's page 11, 20, 21, 444, Yellow Ribbon Ministries.
Yellow Ribbon Ministries. Okay. Is this a theater that was converted to a church?
Converted to an education center church, yes.
Okay. Have we already had a BOE on this? Have you been here before on this?
No.
Okay. Are you a new purchaser of this property?
I'm here representing Jim Bob Duggar, who purchased it and then transferred it to Yellow Ribbon Ministries, nonprofit.
Okay.
So
you're looking for exemption as nonprofit, is what you're looking for?
Yeah, I was present the case to be tax exempt.
What theater? Then, the Yellow Ribbon Theater out there?
Right.
Okay.
And then if needed, we could discuss the value of the property.
This was the, this is the property that the mega church in Tulsa bought for a while.
I guess.
I think. And
we got it from Faith Life.
They had it listed for $6 million or something like that at one time, and then or purchased it back then. And, okay.
After the gentleman's finished, I can give you the whole history of what happened and what's going on with it.
Okay. So. But as far as here, I want to tell you up front so that we can make sure that you – we've had exemptions before. The main thing that has to happen with a property that's – you want to be listed as exempt for tax purposes is that you have to have the corporate documentation, the bylaws and everything, that makes sure that this property goes to other nonprofits or a nonprofit upon dissolution of the company. It cannot be the benefit, cannot be in Mr. Duggar's name, those kinds of things, because that's still property. We had a case, for instance, of a woman who was a nun who was helping sheltered women, and she had a house for that. And great project, great thing she was doing. Problem was is that the house was still in her name, and we couldn't exempt it because it wasn't all for nonprofit purposes. There's a test that we're required to do. So if the property is going to be nonprofit property,